My name's Gordon Main. I'm one of the spokespeople for STUN, which is Stand Up for New Girl.
And what's the campaign about?
Well, the campaign is intimately related, we believe, with the Dark Project. It started several years ago when, to our great surprise, the council suddenly decided that this shingle bank is moving very quickly and wants to go up the valley and overtake the pub and engulf the road, even though it's been stable here for many hundreds of years. And they have decided they want to build a massive new road going up the valley with a big bridge, trashing incredibly important, rich biodiverse habitat, and allow this to go into a more natural state, close down these businesses on the front. And there's been a solid sort of pushback against that, because the science under it seems very, very, very suspect. It's all based on one report, which didn't use site-specific data to Newgale, and is coming off the 95th percentile, i.e. the very unlikely but extreme climate change that would see the sea rise by 1.1 metres or more here. That's not predicted to happen for another 100 years or so. So why the urgency? Why this intense urgency for this shingle bank to be allowed to go, for the road to be removed, and a fast road going up there? And we think the only logical thing, for years we were thinking there must be something we don't know about happening beyond the road. And we had our suspicions about the barracks. And then this incredible project, which is an American base, American military base, appeared. And of course, once you start to read their data, you realize they need a much wider road and an easier road to get, even just for the construction phase, let alone for site security and to get the prefabricated things to install them. So we believe they're related. We believe they're locked together, and they should be one part of one big application so the people of Pembrokeshire can make a proper decision. Now, the real problem with these military bases, to my mind, is that America is a country which does not relinquish its military bases easily. So Wales would become, in effect, a client state. They would keep a very close eye on who was in power here, make sure that it never be possible for the Welsh people to close the base down or ask them to leave. And I think that's the real thing. That's why this is a pan-Wales issue. We should all wake up to it. Do we want to be another client state of the USA and intimately in their pocket forever? And do we also want to be part of what is ultimately an aggressive military stance to have 365 dominance of the whole of the world? And I don't think that's what the people of Wales, I don't think that's what the people of Pembrokeshire want. And this road is for that, as far as we know, and it's based on spurious science. What I'd just like to add, which is a separate thing, if you like, is that STUN, we've done quite a lot of work. We've commissioned expert reports, and we've actually worked up a very detailed planning application to solve what they are saying the problem is. If it's at face value, the problem is that we will have moderate sea level rise over the next 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And our expert, who's a global expert, says that if we just simply move the crest of this bank 10 metres that way, and so we're literally just clearing 10 metres on the roadside and move the crest of the bank 10 metres that way, we'll get another 85 years plus, even with the sea level rise they predict, of protection for the existing road. So if at face value they're saying the road is in danger, that is a very low cost, easily available solution to solve the problem that they say exists.
And what are they saying? What's their solution? While we're here, and you can point this...
Their solution is to build a massive new road, to build a big roundabout up the top here, a little bit back from where the current very popular viewpoint is, and send the road down the valley that way through big cuttings and massive embankments over a huge bridge which will irrevocably destroy the biodiversity in Brandy Brook, and then cut a scar up that beautiful hillside there, and another big roundabout with street lights and all that you have to have. So the light pollution, the noise pollution will be unimaginable. And it's a fast road. Why do we need a fat, fast road here? You know, you barrel out of here into Penicombe and you're down to a road that can barely fit two cars. You know, it's crazy to encourage people to drive faster. The whole thing doesn't make any sense unless you add the Broadie dimension.
And what are they going to do to this? I mean,
there's a constant struggle to maintain this. Basically, in 2014, and you know, there have been in the past, there was a very unique and extremely unlikely combination of events. Very big onshore winds, massive spring tides, plus deluge of rainfall. And when that happens, the Brandybrook outlet gets a bit blocked. So if there's huge rainfall, this is a great big rain catchment area. So the fresh water builds up, which is largely what that problem was. And the in a big storm like that with massive onshore, which is, again, as I say, it's a combination of these events. It pushed some of the pebbles onto the road, and there was a big lake back here. They've got the famous pictures of the bus being engulfed in it, but if you had a picture of every day of the last 30 years, you wouldn't even notice that little tiny blip. But they're making out that could happen all the time, two or three times a year. But none of it makes any sense logically. To clear up that whole thing cost £14,000. To clear up that whole mess costs £14,000. They're suggesting spending £40 million plus on a new road to solve a problem that might happen once every 25 years and would cost £14,000. So it doesn't make sense on any level except if you add the mystery ingredients. Now, I don't think the public should be hoodwinked like that. I don't think they should play us like that. They make out it's incredibly complicated science and sea level rise is coming and this road will be lost. It's just simply not true. There's a low-cost, easy-to-do solution. And luckily, we have had some support from some local decision-makers, including our assembly member here. And there is increasing pressure on the Welsh Government to stop trying to get this through by the back door and actually look at the real reason that they're saying they need this, and a very low-cost, elegant solution. We built into our design some kind of gabion steps type arrangement, which wouldn't affect the structure of the bank, but would allow easier access. If you stayed here for any time, you'd see that elderly people and disabled people certainly find it impossible to get onto this magnificent beach here because there is no real beach access over here. So this would solve all kinds of problems. The other thing we've built into our design is an active travel path this side of the road, so you'd have a cycle path and a pedestrian path, and it would all just become much easier to use, Newgale. And this is a jewel. This is an absolutely fantastic jewel. We've got a great campsite here where people, working class people from all over Wales and all over Britain, come and spend a fantastic time. And this is a beach which should be shared and used by all of us. I think there are plans. The National Trust has plans for what they refer to in their report for Newgale as a kind of better class of tourists, and I think they mean, you know, a much more exclusive middle class kind of tourist encampment up there. But that's not fair. You know, why should places like this only be for, you know, National Trust members or, you know, richer people? This beach has been a go-to place for working class people across Wales for years and years.
And also, I mean, I've been here for a month or 6 weeks or something. It's only my second visit. But there are loads of single track roads. There's loads of generally inaccessible areas. It's a very rural place, you know. Why does this particular part of a very rural area need a huge investment in road building?
Well, it's a great question. I should say that the data they've used, if you applied that to the world, so they're talking about a very extreme version of climate change. The data they need to justify this road, that it really will be engulfed by the sea and the shingle bank on a daily basis and every year, it would see the world in freefall collapse. We'd have massive harvest failure all over the world, increased desertification. Many of the major world cities would be inundated with water of the sea level rise they're predicting. So yeah, exactly, good question. Why this particular stretch should get that massive investment when the conditions needed, as I say, would be, you know, close to societal collapse in terms of how climate change impact. So it just doesn't add up. And I think what they've relied on is that the people in Pembrokeshire will consider it's a bit complicated. They've certainly relied on the, to my mind, unfortunate gullibility of our local decision makers here just to go along with it, to be sort of dazzled by a report that's, you know, 15 pages and has got lots of maths in it, and to sort of believe it without any question. It wouldn't even, you know, they've spent nearly £4 million, £4 million of your money on consultants to talk about a road that no one wants, that isn't necessary, and they've done no work. For a fraction of that, for, you know, below £1 million, this whole stunt solution could have been put in place and already be here. And it would give the lie to what they say is going on, because the stunt thing would solve the problem for another 85 years, according to our expert report. So why do they need to spend £4 million on consultation and £40 million on a road? Why here? Why now? The only way it makes sense is if you add that they want a US airbase up the road.